I am glad to see that you seem in better spirits, Miss Doyle.
It's Miss McCleavy herself at my door. My heart falls through the floor of my stomach. Oh, no! How long has she been standing there? I'm feeling much better, thank you, I say in a squeak of a voice. I am almost certain she's overheard everything, for she holds my gaze a moment too long till I'm forced to look away, and then she says simply, without any enthusiasm,
Well, I am glad to hear it. You should take some exercise. Exercise is the key. Tomorrow I shall take all my girls out to the lawn for archery.
What a splendid idea! I cannot wait to begin, Felicity says too brightly, hoping to cover any overheard unpleasantness with a fresh coat of charm.
Have you some experience with the bow and arrow, Miss Worthington?
A trifling amount, Felicity demurs. In truth, she is excellent.
How marvellous! I'd wager you ladies have all manner of surprises ready for me.
A curious half-smile tugs at the corners of Miss McCleavy's taut mouth.
I look forward to our becoming friends. My previous pupils have found me to be rather jovial, despite my reputation as a hideous prig.
She's heard everything. We're done for. She shall hate us forever. No, she shall hate me forever. Jolly good start, Gemma. Bravo. Miss McCleavy inspects my desk, lifting my few belongings there, the ivory elephant from India, my hairbrush, for closer examination.
Lillian, Mrs. Nightwing, has told me of your unfortunate involvement with your former teacher, Miss Moore. I am sorry to hear that she misused your trust so.
She gives us that penetrating stare again.
I am not Miss Moore. There will be no stories, no impropriety. I will not tolerate disruption in the ranks. We shall follow the letter of the law and be the better for it.
She takes in our pale faces.
Oh, come now. You all look as if I've sentenced you to the guillotine.
She attempts a laugh. It is not winning or warm.
Now, I do believe we should allow Miss Doyle to rest. They're serving eggnog in the parlour. Come and tell me of yourselves, and let's be good friends,
Like a great bird spreading her grey wings, she puts her hands on Felicity's and Anne's backs, ushering them toward the door. I am left to suffer the curse alone.
Good night, Gemma, Anne says.
Yes, good night, Fee echoes.
Good night, Miss Doyle. Sleep well,
Miss McCleavy adds.
Tomorrow dawns ere we know it.
I'm sorry I shall miss the archery, I say. Miss McCleavy turns back.
Miss it? You'll do no such thing, Miss Doyle.
But I thought, given my condition...
There'll be no time for weakness on my watch, Miss Doyle. I shall see you tomorrow on the range, or you shall lose conduct marks.
It feels less like a statement than a challenge. Yes, Miss McCleavy, I say. I have decided I do not like Miss McCleavy. I can hear happy laughter floating up from the parlour. No doubt Felicity and Anne have told Miss McCleavy their entire histories by now. They're probably all thick as thieves, sitting round the fire, sipping the froth from the eggnog, while I'll still be known as the ghastly, ill-mannered girl who called Miss McCleavy a prig. My stomach aches anew. Blasted inconvenience. What do young men have to mark their entry into adulthood? Trousers, that's what. Fine new trousers. I despise absolutely everyone just now. In time, the brandy makes me warm and drowsy. The room grows narrower with each heavy blink. I slip into sleep. I am walking through the garden. The grass is sharp and prickly, scratches my feet. I'm near the river, but it is shrouded in mist.
Closer,
comes a strange voice. I inch forward.
Closer still.
I am at the river's edge, but I can see no one, only hear that eerie voice.
So it's true. You have come.
Who are you? I say. I can't see your face.
No,
comes the voice.
But I have seen yours.